بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by the commander-in-chief of Iran's armed forces, Imam Khamenei. Martyr Soleimani revived the resistance front and its strengthening must continue. December 31st, 2023. People had seen Martyr Qasem Soleimani's presence in the mountains of Syria, his fearlessness, and him moving toward danger. This is very important. But the main significance is that these trips, his presence, and these efforts were able to revive and strengthen the resistance front. May God exalt his rank. He pursued this work with forethought, with resourcefulness, with wisdom, with a moral behavior, with energy, and with endless effort. And this was and is very important. I hope that this movement continues by the will of God. Of course, Mr. Qani, commander of the IRGC Quds Force, is truly and honestly moving very well. Praise God, his endeavors are very good. This path of strengthening the resistance front, which Martyr Soleimani was very active in and very outstanding at, should be continued by the will of God.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
May God protect all of you and his wife as well. She also played a role in Martyr Soleimani's orientation and his motivation. About 20 or maybe 23 or 24 years ago, we prayed in this yard along with approximately 20 of the IRGC commanders. I then sat on the stairs and delivered a very warm, appealing speech. I hadn't planned it beforehand. It was Almighty God speaking. It was my voice, but God's words. It was a very extraordinary meeting, and it had a great impact. After the meeting, a few of those people came to me, and one of them was Haj Qasem. He came and quoted a sentence from her, his wife, and said, "My wife says this." It was similar to the things I had said in that meeting. I noticed how influential a wife is. In other words, this woman had influenced Haj Qasem. So, she also shares in Haj Qasem's efforts. Enduring the deprivations they faced, beside the family's deprivations, such as the absence of a husband and a father, is very important. It is very important to tolerate such things, and she tolerated them. May God reward you, bless you, and protect all of you. May you be successful and assisted by God, God willing.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.